Restoring My Soul, Friday the 4th of April, The Love of the Father. As we believe for sonship, the Holy Spirit adopts us, making us children of God and delivering to us the free gift of righteousness. By the Spirit of adoption, we are able to call God our Father. In response to our cry, Abba Father, the Spirit of Christ, which is the divine nature, is sent by the Father into our spirit. The Greek word is pneuma. In this regard, we could liken our spirit to an egg and the Spirit of Christ to be the seed of the Father. This seed is germinated in our spirit by the Holy Spirit, and we are conceived as a Son of God in the womb of the Virgin Bride of Christ, the Church. When this conception has happened, we receive a new and unique name as a Son of God, and Christ has become our life. Like any conception, our spirit or identity has been reborn as a Son of God who can uniquely express the life of God. Our identity is not lost through this conception. We are born of the divine nature and have become a totally new creation as a zoified identity. That is, the Zoe life of God has caused a change in our spirit, or pneuma. As a consequence, we are substantively different from the first Adam, referring to those who still belong to the first creation. This reality was expressed by the Apostle John, who declared, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him." After we are born again as a Son of God, the Father then places us into the Church by making us a member of the body of Christ. This is the first dimension of baptism. The body of Christ is the context where we are to grow and mature as Christians. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 5 verse 17, Romans chapter 8 verse 15, Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, and 1 John chapter 4 verses 7 to 21. For further study, 1 John chapter 3.